From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Every fall and every spring, the Miccosukee tribe dedicates an entire week, about 12 hours a day, to checking on the health of the Everglades. They spend weeks clearing paths for the water study, testing water quality on tribal lands throughout South Florida. The Miccosukees have called the Everglades home for about 200 years. WLRN's Kate Stein went along for one day of the spring water study last week.
Students from the Miccosukee Indian School on Tamiami Trail make this trip every year. Garrett Rockwell is in 10th grade.
A long time ago, we weren't originally from Florida. We had to move down and adapt our surroundings, basically.
As settlers moved into the southern United States, they pushed the tribe into the Everglades.
And eventually they just thought, well, they're probably going to die out there, so we should just leave them alone. But still here, still kicking.
Tribe members hid on tree islands and hunted and fished in canoes on the swamp. The Everglades kept them safe. Now they feel a duty to protect the ecosystem. The water study is sort of like a big family picnic with science and swamp buggies. Vehicles like souped-up golf carts with 3-foot tires for bumping over grassy, bushy Everglades terrain. A caravan makes its way on a trail through Sherrod Ranch, tribal land about 12 miles north of the Miccosukee Service Plaza on I-75.
The way you teach your children is not in a classroom.
Michael Frank is one of the tribe elders.
Our culture is right here in the Everglades and the Big Cypress Swamp, an open environment. And that's how we teach our children. That's how we speak our language.
The swamp buggy caravan stops, and students are led through a thicket of shrubs and palmettos, carefully avoiding thorny smilax and poison ivy. Using a jar attached to a long pole, one student scoops a sample of water from a pond. The group brings it back to the trail, where technician Rafael Diaz runs a sample.
The last one is dissolved oxygen. Do you guys know what that means for a body of water? The amount of dissolved oxygen in it?
It could hold more life.
Exactly. How much life it's holding and how much life it could support. So that's what this instrument is going to give us.
They measure water salinity, how salty it is, and turbidity, how cloudy. A lab will test for nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. The goal is to check whether there's been progress in restoration and if there's less harmful runoff from cattle ranches, sugarcane fields, and orange groves farther north. This water flows through the Miccosukee's land as it makes its way south through Everglades National Park to Florida Bay. After lunch, a tribe elder starts speaking the Miccosukee language. It's a sign for non-tribe members to leave while the elders talk with the students about their culture. Police officers who work for the tribe and other non-Miccosukee staff sit under a tree. Dorian Jumper is Seminole but went to the Miccosukee Indian School. He volunteered to chaperone.
Because I really do appreciate the water study, and I do find it extremely important that people know what it is and what it's about. When you care about the environment at home, you know, you also care about other environments elsewhere, deserts and forests.
After the elders finish their talk, there's more water testing to do. At one stop, some of the students find 7 baby alligators. But the water in that pool and some others is green and cloudy. The nutrient levels are way too high for the Everglades ecosystem. William, Popeye Osceola, is a language arts teacher at the Miccosukee School.
You really get to see kind of like the big shift and, you know, like just even how dry it is out here. It's like extra dry compared to the previous years. So since I've been going since I was like in middle school, you kind of see the difference between then and now.
10th grader Kendrick Osceola says what she's seeing on the water study reminds her of what she's seeing in other places.
I'm just worried about the water drying out or us getting flooded out. As soon as it rains, the reservation gets flooded, like, for days.
It's not just water problems that worry her.
I never knew the Malaleuca was an invasive species until I was learning about it in class. And then we came out here and we were looking at all of the plants and we were seeing the damage that it was doing to everything else. And they try to control it and everything, but it's, like, uncontrollable.
State water managers and some environmental groups already reap the benefits of the Miccosukee's water quality database. It goes back decades. Most of us in South Florida reap benefits from the Everglades ecosystem, our drinking water, and a buffer against hurricanes and sea level rise. 10th grader Kendrick Osceola says the water study could help people better understand South Florida's dependence on the Everglades.
People in the cities don't really care about what goes on out here, and nobody even knows that we do these water studies, but there's a lot of information that we could bring out to the city and, like, share with people.
The next water study will take place in the fall. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.